Hey there, and welcome to
Gilmore Girls Revisited.
Welcome back to Gilmore Girls Revisited. Today we're talking about season 1, episode 10, called Forgiveness and Stuff, which first aired on December 21st, 2000.
The summary of this episode goes as follows. Emily suggests that Lorelai skip the annual Christmas dinner at the elder Gilmore girls' home after Lorelai says she can't leave work early to get there on time. Alone in her own house at dinner time, Lorelai catches Dean knocking on Rory's window and the two endure an awkward conversation. The plot lines that we follow this episode are the aftermath of Lorelai and Rory's argument, which, as we can remember from the last episode, Lorelai and her relationship with her parents, which is ever evolving, and the growing thing, in quotes, with Luke and Lorelai. What is growing? We shall find out.
Yeah, this episode was just so great. I love it. We get a little bit of everything. What we don't get is Max Medina. So we don't get anything about Max Medina, but this episode was amazing. And I have conflicting feelings now with Max and Lorelai. So to start off, the episode begins with a play rehearsal at Stars Hollow. So very typical. Lorelai and Rory are like great community members. They're out there helping.
There's always a skit to be put on in Stars Hollow during the holiday season.
Yeah, there's always something. They always have something planned. It's just so funny, the scene where like Rory is looking for the baby Jesus. So I don't know why every time I see that scene, I don't know if it's like the word baby Jesus or I'm looking for the baby Jesus. It just makes me laugh. And I love it.
It makes me think of like my own family and having to hold the baby Jesus during Christmas, like when you're reciting the rosary. And I got flashbacks because we didn't get to do it this year. So they were looking for actually the baby Jesus's arm, which is kind of, they just get a new one.
It starts off so lighthearted this episode. And like Lorelai is helping using her sewing skills to like mend clothing and everything like that, costumes, but it's still awkward between Lorelai and Rory at this point. Like they haven't made up from their argument a few days ago.
Yeah, you can see the visible tension between them and like awkwardness. Like they just keep giving each other like glances and not really speaking, and they're not very good at being upset with one another.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it's still going this long. Like I would have thought they would have already gotten over with or just communicated with each other. But then Rory, later on in that scene or the scene following that one, she's chatting it up with Lane and letting her know like, yeah, like it's still super awkward with my mom. Like they were so good. And then now her and her mom are barely speaking. Cause I think Rory was riding this high where she was doing well at school. She was doing well with Dean. She had her grandparents. She had Lorelai. So all of a sudden, like things just went downhill for her. And Lane was ever like the best friend there listening to her and giving her advice.
We know that Emily and Lorelai can go years without speaking, but to see that there's like still the tension that hasn't been sort of resolved between Lorelai and Rory, makes you feel like this was like a really big like issue and a big deal for both of them, and you know, both of them thinking like that they're right in their way a little bit of, you know, being upset, and giving them the space. I think giving each other some space is like really new for each other, so we see that sort of like evolving and throughout the episode of whether or not they can continue to be upset with one another. But in the same conversation with Lane, the conversation changes to what they're getting each other for Christmas, and like that Rory has purchased all of these gifts already, and she brings up what she got Dean, and she got Dean a book for Christmas, and Lane is like, dude, like give me a serious business. You can't give him a book. She had this like hilarious metaphor about like calling it like a Czechoslovakian football. And I will butcher the metaphor, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But she got Dean a book thinking that he's going to love it. And I mean, in all, like, in respect to Rory, like, it is hard getting a boy a gift, especially when you're that young. You're like, what do you get him? But
I think the opposite. I think it's so easy because they have such little, not really like little expectations or low expectations, but I feel like they're just be happy with anything. But Rory was giving him a gift that she would have wanted. And I think Lane, like, how is she so worldly? She's so knowledgeable on everything and hasn't like been in a relationship like that before. And yet she knows, like, no, you don't give him a gift that you want to receive. You give him something that he would be interested in. And at this point, like, Rory also mentioned that her and Dean hadn't talked. So obviously, like, they're not fighting, but it was just too awkward for her. So it makes me wonder if it's Rory that's making it awkward with her mom, or if it's just both of them, like the Gilmore girls just don't know how to communicate with each other when it's a fight.
Well, I think if I remember correctly, Rory sort of prohibited him from calling the house because she was worried that if he called, like, her mom would answer or hear him on the other line. So I think they just, like, she's like, she suspended communication between them for a little bit until, like, things diffused. But I must be a terrible gift giver because I definitely got my boyfriend a gift that I think I would want.
Instead of, get him.
He, like, has a record player, so I got him a record of an album of one of my favorite bands. I was like, I don't know, maybe he'll like it. I don't know. We still haven't listened to it, so maybe that's saying something.
No, that's sweet.
But yeah, so I guess we can get to, like, the nitty gritty of, like, this episode of this Christmas party. You know, it starts off with Emily calling Lorelai while she's at work, which you could kind of sense was like, I think Emily sort of, like, gritting her teeth while she's on the phone with her. Because she's letting her know about the Christmas party. And obviously this is something that the Gilmore girls have gone to for many years. And she pretty much tells them, like, hey, cocktail hours at 6:30. And, like, Lorelai is like, I can't make it at 6:30. You know, I have work. And Emily just, like, flips a switch. She's, like, kind of really done with her daughter at this point, following their, like, very intense argument. And kind of just uninvites her and says, then, you know what, don't come. And yeah, she said, just send Rory.
That was so tough. I wish I could tell Emily, like, take a deep breath. It's fine. It's fine. Because it's like their annual Christmas dinner. So even when they didn't see each other often, this was when they did see each other. Mm-hmm. And also, it was Friday night. So it was like their Friday night dinner. So it's like she could have easily arrived a little bit later. They could have had a discussion. But Emily had her feelings hurt and was thinking that Lorelai just didn't want to go or didn't want to deal with it. So I was like, oh, my heart. Lorelai was disappointed.
She really was very sad. And when she tells Rory that she's not going, Rory's like, I think you're being immature. Like, you should come. And, you know, Lorelai is holding her ground. But I think there's the funny anecdote of, like, the apple tart, which is something that Lorelai looked forward to every year going. And Rory's like, come on, you know how much you love those apple tarts. And she's like, no, like, I'm not going, blah, blah, blah. So she holds her ground and Rory shows up alone at her grandparents'. And I think that Rory sort of feels a little bit, not to blame, but maybe a little responsible for Lorelai and Emily's fight, because it was essentially, like, her showing up the next morning that kind of sparked it. So when she gets to her grandparents, she tries to pull her grandma to the side and tries to apologize for what happened that night. And I believe it was a way for her to take the blame off her mom. But Emily is Emily and is very dismissive of Rory.
It's a party, my dear. Let's go get you a drink or something. She's so good. And I think Yes, definitely. Rory felt super guilty. And I think if I was Rory, I would have felt super guilty too. I think especially kids kind of feel guilty too when something happens with their parents or their elders or whatever. But then again, it's the responsibility of the older people to figure it out. I also think they both got each other in the wrong, or they caught up with each other at the wrong time. So Emily probably should have confirmed with Lorelai like the night before when she was probably at home instead of at work when she was busy. And we did see like the scene of like the inn during Christmas and it was pretty busy. And then again, Rory mentions it to her grandma like right before a party when she's supposed to be all happy and cheery and like being a good host. So I think if they would have had those discussions at a better time, it would have not been as tense. But poor Rory feels a little bit stuck in the middle. And not only that, but she has to be at a party without her mom. So I think she really, even though they were arguing or not in the best of terms, Rory really does prefer to be with her mom, especially in those grown-up parties, because it seemed a little stuffy.
Yeah. And it's, I feel like everyone who was there sort of expected Lorelai to be there. So they had all these questions like, where's Lorelai? Where's Lorelai? And like, throughout the dinner, Emily has like conflicting stories of where Lorelai is. And you can tell it's visibly upsetting Rory that her grandma's like lying and having to make up stories about her mom is, instead of just being like, I uninvited her, which, you know, Emily's never gonna say that because like she's still trying to preserve her image. But you know, it's something that visibly is upsetting Rory to see that her grandma's lying about her mom's whereabouts.
Meanwhile, we see Lorelai in her home having like a depressing dinner. She's like, she didn't even wash the salad. It's like a prepackaged salad, just dumping in the ranch. And she's not, obviously not satisfied. So she heads to her happy place, AKA Luke's, and Stars Hollow is still kind of like romantic. I think they're practicing, like carolers were practicing, or they were practicing for the rehearsal or something. So it was very scenic. And she goes to Luke and asks for like she's so sad she's missing this fancy dinner. Luke is being such a great friend and like hearing her out. All she asks is for like a festive meal. And Luke is so shocked. He's like, you come here every day. Why do you need the menu? She's like, I just want something festive. I'm missing out like this dinner that we always go to, blah, blah, blah. And sweetheart Luke gets her a burger, like a Santa burger, and uses like the ketchup and the mustard and the mayo to make it look like a Santa with a hat. It was so cute. I'm like, wow. Flipping
adorable.
And he's like, so grumpy, and he did that to cheer her up.
I know. I loved that. Like, I forgot that little piece. And so when I saw like the hamburger made out of the snowman made out of a hamburger, I was like, Luke, you can't do this to me all the time. Like, he just, these little surprises, and he just, oh my gosh, Lorelai's not that smart for not seeing that. As like,
what do you think Luke's love language is then? Do you think it's acts of service?
Yes, I definitely do, because he is not a material person. He's not an affectionate person. I definitely think, and I think that is like, I think he's that like acts, what is it? Like a, what did you say? Acts of kindness?
Service.
Thank you. Because then while like Lorelai's at Luke's, she gets this phone call and
a voicemail, even worse.
Actually a voicemail, right? Because I don't know why it was a voicemail. She must have missed Rory's call.
Yeah, she was like cut up in the commotion that was happening at Luke's.
Oh, right. Between,
Taylor wanted free hot chocolate, so she got caught up.
Oh my god, that guy. But yeah, so Lorelai gets a call or checks her voicemail, and it's Rory, and she's saying like that grandpa is being taken to the hospital. And you know, Rory went to the party without her mom, so Lorelai let her take the car, and then we have one car. And Lorelai's like freaking out, like, I need to call a cab company, like, what's the cab company? And which is like just like a TBT of the times, though, you know, like these days we just call an Uber. But Luke's like, I'll take you. And she's like, I can't let you. Like, you have a whole restaurant full of people. And like, that's an act of service right there. Like, and he does that continuously. Like, even like
nonchalantly.
He just nonchalantly, to Taylor,
like, hey, you could get the free hot chocolate and then get out. Just make sure to lock up. Like, nothing. Oh, and I get it. Stars Hollow is a very safe place, but he's so protective of his business. And he even got mad at Suki once because she went over the counter or whatever it may be. Like, he's so protective of his stuff. Mm-hmm. He's so good in crisis that he just responded so quick and be like, here's a solution to this problem. While Lorelai was just going a mile a minute.
Right. Yeah. He even like said, I'll pay for everyone's dinner. Like everyone who's eating, like he's going to cover everyone's meal, which is like so sweet. But right before Richard gets taken to the hospital, I think for me, I kind of, because I forgot that he was a, like, you know, had a heart issue, like a heart attack essentially. He was complaining about the temperature and feeling like, you know, like a strain on his breathing and things like that. And I just thought, oh, like I forgot. So when he went to go turn down the temp, that's apparently when he passed out and then he got sent to the hospital. But it was just like one of those things for me where I was like, oh crap, I forgot that was the reason why that was happening.
Yeah, that was so crazy. And poor Rory, like, obviously her mom had guests, so she was probably worried also about, like, dealing with the guests and getting people out and focusing on her husband. But Rory was probably so lost. Like, it's her grandfather. She has no idea what's happening. So she probably just wanted her mom to be there. And she did say, like, come quick, and that's it. And Luke was just there, like, driving her, and they were having really meaningful conversations. Like, Luke's dad passed away, and Luke's dad's death was very impactful to Luke. And I think his mom probably passed away too, but it was probably much earlier. So he really understood where Lorelai was coming from. And he was just so understanding. Like, they were having both like good conversations and serious conversations and funny conversations. And Lorelai has no idea what's happening. Like, she doesn't know if he collapsed and was unconscious. He doesn't know if it's something super small or something, or if he's already, like, if he had already passed. And she's freaking out because she does not have the best relationship with her father. So she was just thinking, like, I feel like this is a time where I should be thinking about all our good memories and our happy memories, but I can't think of anything that stands out. And Luke was just so great, so supportive. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, she's like, it was kind of touching to me. She was like, he's a good dad. He's not a bad guy. Like, he lived a very simple life of, like, you know, doing as best he could, playing by the rules, doing what he could at work, providing for his family. And like, she couldn't help but think about how much of a disappointment she must have been as a daughter for him. And like, Luke is like, you couldn't be further from a disappointment, you know, like just saying like just these really nice things and like reassuring Lorelai that like almost like these thoughts are normal to have as like you think about, you know, a loved one or a parent like going through this and you don't know the status of their condition. You know, you think about everything and how like you really evaluate your relationship under a microscope, I feel. So he did a really good job of making her feel grounded and like telling her that like she's freaking out and she's not a disappointment. And it was nice for her to have that sort of support system. And he really is a support system throughout the rest of the episode, not only for Lorelai, but for Emily, which we'll get to as well.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I was like, oh, my heart.
Like I almost forgot this happened, but we forgot to mention that while Lorelai was at home, Dean shows up.
Oh yeah. So this is how little of important. I don't know why that even happens. I guess know. To lighten the mood between Lorelai and Rory. But yeah, when Lorelai is depressed in her home, just eating her sad salad, that's probably how she got distracted. She hears a knock on Rory's window. And that's kind of cute, like a knock on your window from a guy. Mm-hmm. And he didn't realize that Rory was at the grandparents' house. And I feel like they had a good chat. Like, I think Lorelai is pretty chill, surprisingly. And he just says, like, nothing happened. Nothing was going to happen. Like, there's no way. And obviously, Lorelai is still kind of doubtful. Like, you're teenagers. Like, I know firsthand, like, what could happen. But she was kind of thankful that he was able to have that kind of conversation with her.
Yeah, I mean, he was very honest. Like, you can be upset with me, but, like, I want you to know nothing happened. Like, go through the motions you need to go through with me. But, she was like, I know nothing happened. And, but anyways, we digress. Like, it was a very sort of like weird moment that we didn't obviously pay much attention to, but it was good. It was good for us to know that, like, you know, that relationship got mended again. So, like, this is a theme where relationships are mending, mm-hmm. from the catastrophe that was the last episode.
Yeah. And I even think, like, if the roles were flipped and it was Emily that was in the hospital and not Richard, like, I think it still would have affected Lorelai because it's her mom and obviously they have issues with each other, but I don't think it would have affected her in that same way. Cause mm-hmm. with Emily, like, yes, they disagree a lot. They butt heads a lot, but they're so vocal with each other. So they're always talking and they know where they stand. So, like, when they're fighting, they're fighting. When they're this or that. But with her dad, it's like, it's kind of at a certain point, it kind of feels like she doesn't have a relationship with him at all, or didn't really have that much of a good relationship. So even when Luke says, like, he loves you, like, you are a great mom, you're a great person, like, that even calms her down. So mm-hmm. I've just been like, wow, like, Luke, how do you know the words to say? But I think at this point, he already knows how Lorelai is and what she needed.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, Rory has, I feel like in the show, has had more sort of bonding moments with her grandpa than I think Lorelai ever did in her life. So they definitely understand each other a bit more. But when Lorelai and Luke show up to the hospital, they can't find her family. So, but they do hear the shouting of Emily to the nurses.
I love that part. It's like, I love how they're able to add some humor in the situation.
Yeah. Like, oh, there she is. I hear her losing her mind and going off on a nurse. But she's being difficult because she doesn't want to fill out paperwork. And she's just insisting to find out where Richard is. And, like, wants to know the status of his condition. And, like, when she rolls up with Luke, when Lorelai rolls up with Luke, Emily is like, were you on a date? You have an escort.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, because Lorelai's over here freaking out, like, oh my gosh, what happened? And Emily's like, I don't know what happened. And she just, like, quickly says, like, were you on a date?
I know.
And Lorelai's like, no, mom, it's Luke. And Luke makes a face like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean it's just Luke, Lorelai? Like, rude.
No, but then Emily is like, well, it's Friday night and you're with a man. I'm like, oh, Emily knew. In that other episode when it was Rory's birthday and Luke walked in with the ice bags and Lorelai runs to him and hugs and thanks him, she, like, knew right away that there was something. They had some type of chemistry. So I kind of liked how Emily kept it lighthearted. She was still herself, but she wasn't mean to Luke. So yay.
It's like everyone knows that they're a perfect couple, but Luke and Lorelai, it's so annoying. I got sidetracked on their relationship.
No, that's perfect because even, like, they walk in, like, Lorelai's really good. And I think, like, she was able to go through the motions with Luke. So when she got there, she was ready to go. She was figuring out, like, okay, what do we need to do? Oh, I need to go there. Let's go in there and try to figure out what needs to happen. So they walk off together and Rory comes in because she was out looking for newspapers for her grandpa. And she's like, oh, hi, Luke. And Luke is, like, still thinking about that conversation. And he's like, oh, I just brought your mom. Like, we're not on a date. And Rory's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so even then, that's on his, like, mind. I don't know. I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah, and in that same space, Lorelai shows back up after finding her grandpa, and you know, you can see in that Rory's visibly worried about like how he's doing. I mean, being there, seeing him on the floor, you know, it can put someone in a really, you know, big state of shock. And she says this sweet thing that just, she's like, I was just getting to know him. And that really spoke to me. I was like, you know, I think Richard noticed the importance of developing this relationship with Rory. You know, it took a little bit, but I think he really began to bond with her too. And for Rory to feel like she has someone in her family who thinks a lot like her.
And yeah, they have a lot of similarities.
So many similarities. I think, you know, that was just so poignant that she is like, I'm not done like getting to know him. And it broke my heart a little bit, but
yeah, cause she had no idea. She's like, I don't want him to die. And then she's thinking all those things. And thankfully she's telling Lorelai, and Lorelai is like ready there to give her the support that she needs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Rory's only 16, and she's like, literally it's the same season where they started bonding. So it hasn't been that long. So I felt so bad for Rory. And she doesn't really have a father figure in her life. Like, it's just the closest thing to a father figure she has right now is Luke and her grandpa.
Mm-hmm. So they, after like they've been kind of venting out in the hallway, they cut to Rory being next to her grandpa with the Wall Street Journal, like reading it to him. He's awake, and I think he's about to undergo a procedure. And she gets up because she's got to leave, and she's like, you know, is it gonna hurt if I hug you? And I forgot, what does he say?
Something like pain is a constant in life, pain is a part of life.
Pain is a part of life.
If I hug, will it hurt? Pain is part of life. He just said it so casual, and it's like, I feel like that's such a dad thing to say, like, it's fine. I'm like, dude, you just had this terrible heart issue happen to you, and you're so sweet. And even Emily mentioned, because she was in the room too, and she's like, oh, this little girl loves you. And I thought it was so cute. I was like, wow. And they pamper Rory so much. There's this like word in Spanish that's called chiquian, or like this chiquiada.
Yeah.
And kind of like they pamper you and they spoil you with like love and care. I don't know, Chris, if you have a better definition for it, but I feel like her grandparents do that. Not like they baby her, but they treat her with so much love. And Rory obviously feels that. She feels like so special. And I think it's so cute. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. So it's definitely for us too, to see Richard in like a lucid state. Because we don't know really how he's doing either. So, you know, but in preparation for his, I don't know if he's going to go under something, but anyways,
Everybody was just going to leave the room or something.
Yeah. Everyone's leaving the room, and Richard tells Emily that like they need to talk, and he starts telling Emily of all like the important information, like where it all is,
yeah,
and about his will and like their stock information.
Emily was like being very active. She was like fluffing pillows, doing this, doing that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. She was actively trying not to listen to what he was saying.
Yeah. She was like on the go. And then Richard was trying to like, oh, we need to have like a conversation, because it was just them two. And yeah, you were right. Like, he's like telling her where all the important documents were. So when I heard that, and Emily was just like trying to stay focused, because I think her love language is acts of service too. She was freaking out, wanted the best linens for him, wanted the best this, the best that. Like, she responds better when she's doing things for other people. And Richard just wanted to have like a serious conversation, because I think they said he had like angina. So I don't know if it was a stroke or a heart attack, but it's something serious that could have, like, just because he was fine now doesn't mean he was going to be fine later in the day. And he was being very serious, telling her where all of this, but Emily did not want to hear it.
No, she did not. She was like, she starts getting all emotional, and she's like, I did not sign up for your dying. In fact, I demand I go first. And I was like, low-key, Emily, I feel the exact same way. Like, I felt so bad. She was just like, I did not sign up. It was just so like the way she was so adamant about like, you are not going to die. Like, and then
they're in love. They're married. Yeah. They've been married for so many years. And Laurel, and that's another really sweet thing for Rory. It's like, she hadn't seen that. That's the only stable marriage that she's seen. And so I think she also connects with them that way, that they're just get each other and they have so much love for each other. So that scene like broke me. I'm like, oh my God, my heart.
Yeah, that was a very hard scene to go through.
Well, especially knowing that this isn't really a spoiler alert because it's not really show related, but the actual actor that plays Richard, Edward Herrmann, passes away after Gilmore Girls ends, but he still passes away. So in the revival of Gilmore Girls, like A Year in the Life, like Richard is not there. Like like Emily's wishes don't come true. So even rewatching that and thinking about that, it's like, oh, so that's why I think Emily is such an underestimated character. Like, yes, she has a ton of flaws, but it's like just the life that she's lived. Like, she had a completely different lifestyle than Lorelai and Rory did. And those were completely different times. So there's been so much character growth and they'll continue being some, but that scene was so painful. And Rory felt so comfortable being there for her grandpa and wanted to check him and making sure he's fine. Meanwhile, Lorelai kept like hiding, and she was the first one to see him walk into the room. Mm-hmm. And Luke realized that. He's like, why aren't you going in? She's like, oh, I need to get my mom. Oh, I need to get Rory. And he's like, you have no more excuses. Like, go in. And she finds something else. She's looking for coffee. She's looking for the good coffee. And then when she finally does go inside of the room, Richard is like sleeping and he's like slowly waking up. And when Richard wakes up, he notices that Lorelai's there. And you could tell like he was very pleased and happy and kind of not like proud, but there was like a realization like, wow, my daughter's here to see me. Like, she cares. And then that's when everybody else walked in. But it's just wild to see the contrast, or like how everybody was so different in their responses when it comes to such a scary moment.
Yeah. And right before or during, like, I don't know if it's during, I can't remember, while Lorelai's in there with her dad, Emily and Luke are outside the room and they're having this kind of first little moment together.
That was an awesome conversation. I was so happy with both of them.
I was too. And you know, Emily starts crying a little bit and starts getting emotional about the tie that Richard was wearing, and she's emotional about it because, you know, he had wanted to loosen it because, again, he was like, he wasn't feeling good. And she's like, we have guests, you have to keep your tie on tight. And you know, just kind of just venting a little bit to Luke, and Luke's like, you know, I get it. Like, I haven't changed my dad's restaurant. I left it in the exact same condition that he had it.
The decor.
And excuse me?
The decor.
Yeah. The decor. Yeah. Decor wise.
And the hardware sign.
The hardware sign that he hasn't replaced with the Luke's Cafe sign. And, you know, Emily quickly shifts the conversation to ask what is going on between.
No, right before that. This is a really funny scene. Right when he says that, like, yeah, I've kept it in place. Like, I turned it into a restaurant. But other than that, like, I kept the same decor and everything. And Emily's like, wow, your father would have thought that was really sweet. And Luke is like, no, he would have called me an idiot. So it's great. It's like, I wish we would have met Luke's dad, because he seems like he's a little bit like Luke, and Luke is so respectful and proud. And then later on, we get to hear more how people really did respect Luke's dad. I think it was in one of the snow episode, where we find out that Luke's dad was really well-liked and well-known in Stars Hollow. So I just thought it was so funny how like they're able to have like these, and they're completely different people from different backgrounds, and yet Luke and Emily are able to have these fun conversations. And then
It was like shocking that Emily said that was sweet anyways, like for her to pay a nice compliment was funny. But you know, she it right away diminishes because she cuts to asking Luke, like, what is going on between you and Lorelai? And Luke's like, we're just friends. And Emily goes, like, you're idiots, the two of you, which is really funny.
I know. What do you think she meant by that?
Because she knows, she sees the chemistry. She sees that he cares for her. She sees that Lorelai relies on him. She sees it. And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I said earlier, like, it's like everyone else can see it except Luke and Lorelai, like that they are like perfect for each other.
I think it's Lorelai can't see it. I feel like Luke notices it. That's why he was so shocked when
Luke said, this is just Luke.
Yeah, and she was dating Max. So she saw him with Max. So it's like Lorelai needs to figure herself together because it's kind of like, it's not like unrequited love, but it's like you could tell it's not, there's no way Luke is going to confess to Lorelai or do something extra to Lorelai when he knows that she's dating Max or seeing other people or when she talks to him about God. It's just a little bit weird when it comes to that. So I just want to be like, Lorelai, look at Luke.
Look what's right in front of you. The man feeds you and brings you coffee. Come on. What else do you need?
I know. Oh, he feeds you.
He feeds you, right.
In a later episode, we definitely need to come back to this moment because, like, the moment with Emily and Luke. This is, like, a reminder for ourselves.
Okay.
We have to remember that conversation. Yeah.
Pin that right there.
But after that, things are getting a little bit better. Like, Luke, again, such a gentleman. He is going to drive Rory back home, and Lorelai decides to stay and be kind of there for her parents. So Emily was so happy to hear that Lorelai was going to stay there and keep her company.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of wraps up with just kind of knowing that, you know, Richard's going to be staying there overnight. Lorelai and Emily's relationship has sort of, it's mending. I think her staying is helping, her showing up like all together helped. Obviously, like, Rory and Lorelai have squashed whatever is going on between them because, you know, Lorelai had a conversation with Dean. She's talking to Rory again.
Oh, yeah. And she did mention it to Rory, too. Like, oh, there's a man knocking on your window or something like that.
Oh, yeah. She mentioned it to Rory. And
so they make amends and everything.
Yes, yes. They hash it all out. But then, you know, the next day, Lorelai visits Luke at the cafe and brings him a little gift to kind of
the diner.
I'm sorry, the diner. I don't know why I say cafe.
Because the coffee.
There you go. Because it's all the coffee. But she shows up to the diner and brings Luke a little Christmas gift. And like, Luke has a thing about celebrating Christmas before it's actually Christmas. So he's like, it's 2 weeks before Christmas. And she's like, open the gift.
It's a thank you gift. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it. And she got him like a navy blue hat.
Baseball hat.
Oh, yeah, a baseball hat, which we'll see throughout the show.
Yeah, he puts it on. Well, she puts it on for him, which is also kind of flirty.
She's
like, I would not put on a baseball hat for a guy unless
I liked him.
I was interested in him, or if it's like somebody much younger and I'm like, oh, okay, let me put it on for you or something like that. But she was flirty. And again, he switches it back to like his normal style, like backwards. Mm-hmm. But it was so cute because that is the hat that he ends up wearing every single day on the show.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he just keeps that same hat. Later on, something happens where he doesn't. But for the most part, he wears it every, like, that becomes like a comment that even, I don't know if it's like Rory that mentions it or the townspeople that mention it, because the townspeople are nosy. But he wears that hat every single day. And it's a nice hat. It's like the navy one. There was this other thing where when they show Luke in a future scene, this isn't really a spoiler alert, he's talking about baseball hats. And he is placing an order for a baseball hat for a soccer team that he's sponsoring or whatever. And he asks for like quality baseball hats, not the ones with the plastic. Like, I don't want those cheap ones from the, like, that have the plastic thing to hurt them. And the hat that Lorelai gave him, obviously Lorelai doesn't really know that much about baseball hats, I'm assuming, has like the plastic thing on the forehead. So the fact that this man realized that, like, he knew that the ones with the plastic thing
aren't comfortable, weren't
the best, he wore it every single day or every single episode. My heart.
Oh my gosh, I would not have caught that. Thank you for that anecdote.
I've seen it so many times. So when it got to that part, I'm like, oh, the hat, the infamous hat scene. And you were also right, though. Not only does he always just give her coffee, but during the whole hospital scene, the scenes at the hospital, Lorelai is always looking for coffee and they can't find anything. Emily couldn't find anything either. Rory couldn't find anything. And Luke was the one to find her coffee. Like, this man will do anything for this woman. And it's so frustrating because Luke has his stuff together, especially right now. Like, everything has, like, he's put together. He loves Rory. He has a good relationship with Emily at this point. At least he gets that. He understands Lorelai's work and understands Lorelai's, like, friendships and Stars Hollow life. He just, obviously, we haven't seen him with all the glitz and glamour of the bougie Connecticut lifestyle, but at least with the parents, like, the parents know that he's there. Mm-hmm. And he's there for Rory, which is super important for Lorelai. And I'm just like, girl, oh, I'm so annoyed. Because this is like the 10th episode and nothing really happened with them.
There's still so much.
So much.
So much that happens. But, you know, after she puts the cap on his head, she sees the townspeople rehearsing for the recital, and she tells Luke to turn off the lights, and they go out to watch the procession, or they don't go out, they stay inside, and it's just, like, really romantic little moment of them two, like, in a dark space with just, like, the twinkling lights from outside, and, I just, again, you know, you're like, at this point, it's only season one, episode 10, and you're like, okay, well, now they're going to get together, and boy, do they keep you in and keep you on your toes.
Yeah, because technically that whole scene with Max Medina happened a couple episodes ago. I'm losing track, but I think he's still supposed to be a thing. We'll find out more in the next couple of episodes, but it's so frustrating. I'm like, wow, my heart.
I know.
Oh, I hate it. Like, other than Lane, Luke is my favorite character. I feel like he has the least amount of, not necessarily the least amount of flaws, but he doesn't do as many bad things or irking things or, like, dumb stuff as everybody else.
Yeah. He definitely keeps it real, like Lane.
But yeah.
What was your favorite episode? I'm sorry, scene.
Oh, I have so many. I think I'm going to say my favorite scene was when they were talking, when Luke and Lorelai were talking in the car, because we don't really see Lorelai being that vulnerable in the episode so far. And in most episodes, we never really see Lorelai vulnerable or super sad about her family. So I think that was my favorite scene, and how Luke was amazing.
Mine was when Emily and Luke were talking, because I felt that, I feel like at the offset, not many people can get through to Emily, and I felt that his presence alone comforted Emily enough to tell him how she was feeling and to, like, give emotional in front of him, and to share things about her life with Richard, about Richard, to someone she doesn't really know. And same for Luke, you know, sharing things about his life that we didn't know, that he revealed to us by talking to Emily. So I like that, yeah, that moment between them, and knowing that Emily has a record of not really liking a lot of the men in Lorelai's life. So yeah, that was just, like, a sweet moment.
And it probably made her feel good, or at least, like you said, like, comforted to know that even though she doesn't really know Luke, she knows that he came here to support their family. He was scared of the hospital and he was still there. Like, she realized that if it was somebody else, he could have gotten a cab for Lorelai and be like, here's a cab, I'm paying for your cab fare, any whatever, and mm-hmm. had her figure out. Or even after Lorelai saw Rory and her mom, he could have just left and be like, okay, I'm leaving. No, he was there in case anything was needed. So I think Emily felt that too. I'm like, this man was willing to come all the way over here and stay and deal with all of this because he really cares about Lorelai and Rory. So he, I don't know, it's just kind of like, not necessarily family, but she probably felt really happy because we didn't see like Emily's friends there or anybody else there. It was just them. So mm-hmm. I think she probably felt comforted that there was somebody else there too.
Yes.
This wraps up episode 10. Wow. 10 episodes. Yay.
I don't also slight, like just thinking about it. Fashion moment. I think we're going to give it to Rory.
Oh, yes.
During the Christmas dinner, I think she had a little snazzy outfit.
That one was, I think, that's so cute. Again, I'm not sure if history or fashion trends are just regurgitating or something, but I really thought that red dress was so cute and I would wear it.
Agreed. Now. Agreed. I'd probably wear it with docks or something and the sheer tights, but I digress.
fashion moments by Gatti.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram at Gilmore Girls Revisited.
And on Twitter at GG Revisited.
All right, guys. Thanks again for joining us. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.